Thank you for indulging me, praise team, making you do all kinds of things. How do we stay as living sacrifices, eating, sleeping, going to work, walking, living sacrifices? How do we stay on the altar? By going all in and saying, I surrender all. Question: how does this surrendered all life look like? Jesus gives the answer. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 and 25. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple, whoever wants to live a life of all in, surrendered, must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life, in other words, doing their own thing, will lose it. But whoever loses, surrenders their life, for me, will find it. How do I live as a living sacrifice, this all-in surrendered life? Number one, you have to deny yourself. Easy to say, right? Easy word. Okay, I'm fine. I'll deny myself. But it's not that easy to do, because what does it mean to deny yourself? When you say, I deny myself, you say, number one, I die for myself. The me, the ego, the I, the one who's number one in my life, needs to die so that there is a new number one in my life called Jesus. A new number one who calls the shots. It also means that I will die for my own plans. Can we use Van de Venter as an example? He was an amazing artist. That could have been his thing. But he says, I will leave that and I will follow your plans because that's what's going on in my heart. I will deny my plans. I will die for them and say, God, what is your plan? What do you want? And can I just say a little personal thing? I know a little bit about that and how hard that is. Because you live your whole life in a country called South Africa, and then God says, I have a plan for you, buddy. Leave your mama and your papa, you're their only child, and take their only grandkids, and you scoot to Canada because I have a job for you there. I can tell you that's not easy. You want to crawl off that altar like nobody's business. But if you want to live that life that is surrendered, you will die for your own plans. It also means you die for your own will. Because what I will and what God wills don't always come together. The word that Matthew uses, I don't know if the words that Jesus used, because he was speaking Aramaic, but the Greek word, and you have that up there, Ted, the Greek word that he used, there you go, that he uses is the word arneomai. Arneomai is the word that says deny. Matthew adds a little up at the beginning, a little noun to that verb. And when you put the up in there and it uses up arneomai, it means to strongly reject specifically the original source. So when we say you have to deny yourself, you're saying, I'm completely refusing to recognize the original source that was involved. Think about that for a second. If you say, I'm going to follow Jesus, if you say, I'm going to sacrifice myself as a living sacrifice, it says, I am going to completely refuse to recognize the old me. Because I'm the original source of all of this stuff. But if I allow him to come into my life, I have to say, I'm dumping all of that, and here I am, Lord, will you come right on my life? Not because God makes me do that, but because I have a new king in my life. a king who loves me, a king who reminds me of who I really am, of how I have been bought in the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. So let's ask ourselves the question. If I want to live an all-in surrendered life, how am I doing with the denying thing? Second thing, says Jesus, to get to be able to do that, you have to take your cross. Now, taking up your cross is not the old story that we all know. We all have our cross to bear. No, it's got nothing to do that with that. When Jesus says, take up your cross, what he's saying is this. You got to walk your own walk to your own Calvary. And there on your own Calvary, you're going to plant that cross. And you're going to nail that old you to that cross and allow that old you to die on that cross. Not going to be calling the shots anymore. That's what you have to do. If you want to live all in, you got to get rid of that old you. Because the old you is all about me, my will, my plans. But here's the cool thing. What happened after the crucifixion and death? Jesus rose. So he doesn't just want us to die. He says, then you rise up as the new you. And what does the new you do? Number three, follows me. But when Jesus says, follow me, he doesn't say, think about me, talk about me, admire me, sing a little song about me. These are all cool and good things. When Jesus says, follow me, Jesus says, can I take you back to Matthew that we did a whole series on? Come walk with me. See how I do it. Learn from me. And then become like me. Love the way that I love. Care the way that I care. Give your life away like I gave my life away. Can I make that very practical for you? When I follow Jesus, he takes over everything. He touches this mouth and he crucifies this mouth. So that when I speak, I will speak the way that Jesus speaks. Kindly and gently and graciously and lovingly, full of grace. He takes these hands and he crucifies these hands. And these hands start doing what Jesus would do. They don't flip the bird. They rather wave. They don't make a fist. They rather open and they hold. They don't hoard. They are gracious hands that open and give freely. Crucifies these feet to walk where he would walk, into the back alleys and into the brokenness, so that this living sacrifice can become what God intended us to become. If you read that verse further, he says, let your minds be transformed. And the word transformed that he uses in Greek is a beautiful word. You actually know it in English. Metamorphosa. Let your lives be metamorphosa. Have a metamorphosis. So from that old little cocoon comes this beautiful butterfly. But to get there, I have to go all in and surrender all. If I stay in that cocoon, I'm just going to die. But if I say I'll go and I'll stay in there and I'll be in that dark thing until the moment you're going to allow that, and then, Lord, you're going to make me go out there, that's what he wants. Ted, there's a slide for this one. Clayton Christensen. He's a professor at Harvard Business School. He says, it's easier to hold to your principles 100% of the time than it is to hold them 98% of the time. It's easier to hold your principles 100% of the time than it is to hold them 98% of the time. Here's the question. If I said, I'm going to follow Jesus, have you counted the cost? Are you all in? And if there's a 2% that's not all in, have you asked yourself what that 2% is costing you? So here's my question this morning. What's your 2%? Because the moment we give the 100%, what happens to our lives is this: the peace of Christ. John 14, not the peace that this world gives, but the peace of Christ comes into our lives. And my life changes. Because I know that whatever comes, I am a child of God. I am loved. I'm precious. I'm honored. I have this door that I can walk right into my Father's heart, which was opened by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I live a new life. The question is, where am I? Am I all in? Or is there a 2% hanging somewhere that's holding me back? So what I want us to do this morning, I'm going to give you a moment to think about that, to pray about that. And I want you to give that to the Lord and ask the Lord to change that, because I know for us it's hard, because that's why I'm holding it. But to allow the Holy Spirit, speak to the Spirit of God. Say, God, you show me, you teach me, you convict me this morning of what it is that I need to lay on that altar that's been crawling off all the time, so I can't be all in. And I'm going to give you a moment to do that. And our praise team is going to come up. And as you do that, Laura will play for us just a little piece. So you can come on up and come play. And at some stage, we're going to sing. And I'm going to ask you as we sing to stand. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to listen carefully to what the Spirit says. And if the Spirit is convicting you in your heart this morning, there's going to be a moment at the end of the service where you can just come out and prayer team will be here. Do you want to make that commitment? Maybe anew, maybe for the first time. It's going to be a team here that will help you. We're going to stand as we sing that. And when the music ends, we're just going to quietly leave. Those who are going home, those who are going to come to have a cup of tea, and those who want to make me come and pray with us, just come to the front. So take a moment. Be quiet. Allow the Spirit of God to speak into your life. Let's close our eyes as we do that. will hear the words, come to the Father, though your gift is small. But he accepts them all. Broken hearts, broken lives. And all of this was done so you would come. So come to the Father. So if that's where the Lord is leading you this morning, take this moment, do that. So let's stand. And our praise team is going to lead us in the song. And if you know the words, you want to sing them, sing with us. And when the song is done, we leave quietly. And if you feel that the Lord is leading you to come make that commitment, please do. Thank you, Lord.
Make him close the door.